Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host, Shane, and today we will talk about Aphrodite. Aphrodite is the Olympian goddess of love, beauty, sexual pleasure, and fertility. In the Iliad, Aphrodite is said to be the daughter of Zeus, but other sources say she was formed out of the blood of Uranus. Zeus decided to marry Aphrodite to Hephaestus immediately when she appeared in Olympus because she was too beautiful. We will talk about Hephaestus in the next episode, but what you need to know now is that he was a talented blacksmith, but ugly and crippled. Even though Aphrodite was married to Hephaestus, she had affairs with many gods and mortals, most famously Ares, who you'll remember from previous episodes. Enough with the introduction. Let's get into today's two short stories. The first one is about Pygmalion, who was a king in a sculpture. According to Ovid, who was a Roman poet, this is a name you'll need to know, Pygmalion made a sculpture of a woman that he found so perfect he fell in love with it. When the celebration of Aphrodite came, Pygmalion made offerings at the altar of Aphrodite. He then wished for a bride who would be the living likeness of my ivory girl. When Pygmalion got home, he kisses the statue and found its lips to be warm and soft. When he opened his eyes, he found that the statue had indeed turned into life. Aphrodite had granted Pygmalion's wish. This is a story with a happy ending, but sometimes Aphrodite could be very cruel. The next story is about a man named Hippolytus who fell victim to Aphrodite's wrath. Hippolytus refused to worship Aphrodite. He preferred Artemis, who was the defender of purity, instead of Aphrodite, who was all about love. Aphrodite was enraged, so she made Hippolytus' stepmother Phaedra fall in love with him. Twisted, right? When Phaedra's passion was revealed to him, he reacted with such revulsion that she killed herself, leaving a note accusing Hippolytus of having tried to violate her. Hippolytus' own father refused Hippolytus' protestations of innocence and banished and cursed him. Hippolytus later crashed in his chariot and died a painful death. Very unfair, but that was how it was with those Greek gods. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and stay tuned for the next one on Hephaestus, god of fire and the forge.